Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Julie Nunes about the Big Sur Lighthouse. And thank you for being a gravekeeper and keeping the Grave Talks on the air. Earlier, you were talking about some of the docents had seen full-bodied apparitions, and you yourself had seen half of an apparition. Is there any inclination as to who was seen in that account?
The one docent that saw two, every Thursday we have Restoration Day, and she dusts the headkeeper's house, and she was in the first bedroom upstairs. And the door's kind of noisy when you open it and close it in that house. And she heard somebody walking on the stairs. And so she peeks out and she sees this woman in 1900 dress, you know, a skirt, dark skirt to the ankle, white blouse with like poofy around the shoulders, long sleeve. Collar buttoned up all the way, hair up in a bun, and the woman stops, turns and looks over her shoulder at the docent, smiles, and then disappears in front of her eyes. Mm-hmm. And then about 6 months later, she was taking a break from dusting in the same building, and she was sitting on the couch in the living room area looking out towards the triplex, which is a stone building where three of the families left, and lo and behold, a lighthouse keeper walks by. None of the other docents dress like that. she knows all the docents that show up for restoration. And he was there, and then he wasn't there. Just walking by, she ran out to see where he went, and there was no, you know, sight of him in any direction. So she's really excited, you know, that for being a non-believer, and you know, it's kind of like the Holy Grail for ghost hunters to see apparition.
Sure.
But my Holy Grail would be to get them on video and them talking to me. Because I've seen so many apparitions and since I started ghost hunting, so many, I would say 8, which I think is a lot, isn't it?
That's high compared to many, yes.
Yeah, and I would say about 6 of them were full-bodied.
Well, the first time that you had seen a full-bodied apparition, whether it be here or wherever it may have been, obviously, this is a topic. This is something, you know, you're good with. You believe exists. It's not an argument of do ghosts exist. You sound like this is an acceptable thing. But still, just the idea of then seeing a full-bodied apparition, I mean, that takes it to another level. It takes it to another level of real. What was your reaction the first time you had that experience?
Well, I was driving my friend's car from Florida to California. He was in the Navy, and he had a private plane that he was flying. So my first stop was New Orleans, and I love taking historical ghost tours. There is history, and the ghost stories make it entertaining. So I was told, I stop by, is this any good? They go, no, it used to be good, but there's a pretty girl, forget it. They'll flirt with a pretty girl. And I said, well, how about investigating a haunted house for 3 hours, this one, which is more expensive. And they go, oh, that's really good. You got to do it. Well, that's what changed my life. I didn't see my full-bodied apparition, but I got hit by an unseen force 3 times, got hit in the solar plexus where I heard white noise going by my ears. My equilibrium was thrown off where I had to hold on to a wall. And the first time, it was like, holy crap, what just happened? And then I had somebody else come in this room with me. She got hit from head to toe. It went through her that way. And I think I was stepping on the same spot. I got hit a second time. The second time, I go, woohoo, that kind of tickles. Because I knew it was a bad person in history, whatever happened. And then the third time, which I know better not to say now, I said, come on, is that all you got? And then I was a medium who was leading the group. It was a local paranormal group. She didn't want to influence anybody because we were filling out forms before and after the 3 hours. We were like the guinea pigs. She said I was the 6th person and it happened to the other 5 people. Ran out screaming, crying, got physically ill, and refused to go back into the building. She says, if you ever moved to New Orleans, we want you to join our group. You're fearless. But the next night, my second stop is San Antonio, Texas. And I stayed at this B&B. It's called Bullis House. It's right next to Fort Sam Houston. And it looked beautiful online. It was only $50 a night. And I thought, well, maybe because I got to share a bathroom. Well, it happens to be one of the most haunted places in San Antonio. There's other places that are more known for it. But I said, no, this is more haunted than the other places. And I go in my room and I think I see a man. And it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's better than the pictures online. I think I see a man sitting in my chair in my room, and I'm going like, I don't care who you are. You can stay here if you want, but I'm going to the Riverwalk, getting some dinner, and I need a good night's sleep because I got to drive to El Paso, which is about 12 hours drive. Just let me sleep. So, and then I sit in the chair to put on my shoes, and it reeks of alcohol. So I'm going, okay. So I go have dinner, come back, and as I'm going back to my room, a room 2 doors down from me, I see this woman, and this is goes on for 10 seconds, late 1800s, early 1900s, white dress, white lace on top of the solid white material, white gloves, white shoes, white stockings, a blue satin sash, and a matching blue ribbon, and I'd never see her face, and ringlets in the back, and her hair's kind of poofed up in the front. And as she's solid as can be, and then slowly becomes less and less and less and totally disappears. And I'm going, okay, do I have a brain tumor or what? You know, this second night in a row, weird things are happening. So then I go to sleep, and once I close my eyes, I don't open it, and because I thought I'd see that gentleman probably staring down at me. So I wake up the next morning. The manager says, oh, you must be Julie. It's so nice to meet you. Did you sleep well? I go, yeah, great. He goes, really? Nothing disturb you? No, best night's sleep ever. No weird sounds or anything? I said, are you talking about the ghost? He goes, yes, you used the magic word. I said ghost, so he was able to say something. So the man I had seen is 90% of the guests see him. It's he was a general... Oh, shoot. He started USAA Insurance, and he survived the Bataan Death March. And that was his office, and 90% of us see him in that room, if we're staying in that room. And then I described the woman. He goes, no, doesn't sound familiar. So he brought out pictures, and he put out, like, several pictures of men. He goes, is this the man you saw? I said, no, that's the man. He goes, okay, you passed the first test. That's... Oh, shoot, General Wainwright. That's what it was. And he goes, are any of these women? I said, no. He goes, wait. He goes, there's a photo stuck behind this one. So it was a picture of a cotillion, which is a formal dress-up ball. And men wearing short waistcoats with tails and ruffly white shirts. And all the women were dressed like I described what I had seen the night before, and only three of them, since it was a black and white photo, had dark sashes. And went back 3 years later, and we figured out whose room it was. It was General Bullis's daughter's, one of the daughters, and it was a happy, happy place. And we're pretty sure this was a residual, what I saw of the full body getting ready or dressed for a cotillion that happened, one of the many that happened in this house. They actually had a ballroom on the third floor. So that was my first full body, and it was quite impressive.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, and something that was a fairly positive experience for seeing a ghost in full form. When the spirits at the lighthouse interact with one another, when you're picking up those conversations like you were talking about earlier, where the daughter is almost mocking the mother, and they're interacting back and forth, do you have any evidence that they're interacting with each other beyond just the family units as they were when they were there? Like, does one ghost family, for lack of a better term, interact with another ghost family that may be there from a different time period of them inhabiting the home?
You know what? Now that you say that, I don't think they do cross, you know, times of when they were there. Because there's four young boys who used to be active and would play pranks on me, and they were all there at the same time. Because, like one of the machines said, Willie Owen, and sure enough, the historian says, yes, he was a young boy here, and Pokey, she was there during the same time. And I've never had it from that I know of or been able to put together from two different times of when families were there. I think when there's interaction, it's the same length of time when they were there. Let's say, you know, these three families were there from 1902 to 1904, and those are the ones that are acting now, you know, or acting up, or I get evidence from. But they might jump around in the time, because I have one of the more modern ones who was there in probably the 40s. Who was a stickler for rules unless there was a card game going on. So we did test with blackjack.
And that was my next question, actually, was what was it like to play blackjack with a ghost, or what exactly did you do?
So So what we did, there's just two of us, and we would have our mag lights out. You know how the ghost hunters do, you loosen a little bit, so it just takes a tap to turn on and off. And so I never saw, I was the ghost hand. I'd never looked at the cards. I just held them in my hand, and Monica was the dealer. And so it was kind of like the same odds as Vegas. We would ask them, I would show the cards to the, I would assume, I said, be on my right side, and I would show it, and I still wouldn't see the cards, so I wasn't influenced any way of hitting or not. I said, if you want to hit, make the flashlight, blink the flashlight. And it would blink or it wouldn't blink. And immediately after I said it, said, hit or not, do you want to hit? And it would either nothing or blink. So about 50% of the time it would win. And just like the odds when I played blackjack in Lake Tahoe or whatever in Nevada. And so then we decided that, so we did maybe 20 hands like that, and it stayed at around 50%. So we decided we're going to do it so he cannot lose. He's going to see the dealer's hand, we're going to show him his hand, and he's going to see if he hits what the next card is going to be. So he knows if he's, you know, going to bust or not.
Sure.
Well, the odds went down to zero. He didn't win at all. Not a single, we did about a dozen hands, nothing. And so I said, and we had about two or three, probably two mag lights set up. Is it because we're cheating? And they just start blinking wildly. Yes, 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 yes. So then I go, okay, we'll stop cheating, go back to the regular way. And then the odds went up to 50%.
Wow.
So why are they, and we have it all on video too. So, you know, it's, he, you know, he loves cards, but he will not cheat.
Wants to play it the right way.
Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never heard of anyone playing cards with a ghost, but it's amazing that it came out that way. Just, I mean, in your opinion, when you were watching the decision to hit or to stand, did it, I mean, obviously it came out statistically about 50%, but what were the calls that the ghost was making? Did they make sense to you? Would it have been your move most of the time as well?
Yeah, because, you know, if the dealer's showing like a three and you might have 13, don't just stay, because the chances are the dealer will bust. A 10 might show up.
Sure.
Stuff like that. He was doing things only once he hit and got 21 where he had like 19. But the other ones were, you know, what I would have done. I would have hit.
Sure. So it wasn't just random and it happened to come out to 50. It made sense. The choices that were being made made logical sense. Wow.
Yeah, it would have been, if anybody had been playing, you know, blackjack, we would have all made pretty much the same decisions as the ghost made.
Earlier you were talking about the ovulus and when you were getting words essentially coming out of it that were not programmed into it. How did that happen? For my very broad-based question, I guess a more specific one would be, did you look into that any further? Have you heard of other situations where that sort of thing has occurred? What are your thoughts on what happened there?
I did contact Bill Chappell, who made the... And in my Ovilus FX, I think there is only less than 10 in the whole world made of that model. And I gave him a list, like I told you, of maybe 1,000-2,000 words that I wanted with certain people's names, like friends' names and that. And it was amazing. It came out with last names that I never put in there, or words that I never put in. And some of them were archaic words. I'm trying to think of an example of an archaic word that, which are more old-fashioned used and not used in, you know, modern time, which made it more interesting. And I have a modern one now. I have the Ovilus 5, which has a better voice chip. So, sometimes you had to look at the words. It would print up the words that it said with the older one. But it was... I have no idea. You would think that'd be a hard concept for a spirit to figure out how to use that device. But sometimes it would just... One time I was using it as a Queen Mary, and it said, shh, stop, be quiet. Just before, because we snuck below deck, we weren't supposed to, and it was just before we came to the door where security office was. And then one time we're upstairs and we're in a ballroom, and I said, well, I don't know if you're communicating, but, you know, I'm going to go in and turn in for the evening. And I'm about to touch the handle to open the door to leave, and it had never said my name before. It goes, Julie, stop, stay. And I go, well, I would like to, but, you know, but thank you so much. But, you know, it's been a long day. And then again, it says, stay, please. And I go, like, wow. Another time we were at the Stanley Hotel, and there's a well-known ghost there. And I was with Amy Bruning. We bid on her to ghost hunt with us for about an hour. And it was three words were said. And they were significant enough to her where she got, I believe his name was Adam Bly, and he works with the Catholic Church sometime and helps priests out with exorcisms. And he happened to be at this event to warn us not to ghost hunt because, you know, eventually we can mess with something that's not so nice. And she said, these three words are said, which means a spirit needs help to cross over. And I said, here's the machine. He says, I can't touch any of your machines. Could you ask her to repeat it again? And on the obelisk, the three words came out again, like help and something else and two other things. And he goes, okay. He goes, I need her permission to help her cross over, but she needs to say these words. Could you ask her? And those words came out of the obelisk, and he went away and supposedly crossed her over. And I think it was a very emotional thing that happened, because most ghost hunters don't want to, they like talking to ghosts, they don't want to help them cross over, but, you know, they need, sometimes they're stuck, they don't have the freedom of coming back and forth, they need help being crossed over because of some tragedy. So this ghost crossed over, and many of the psychics the next morning says, I can't find her, she's gone. It was a ghost that was, a woman was put out in the cold when this concert hall was kind of dilapidated, and she froze, they found her dead, froze to death. And well, she has since come back, but it's on her free will and her time that she wants to be there still and interact. But we helped her the initial crossover to give her the freedom to come and go as she pleases. So that machine has done some, helped with some incredible things and given me some incredible information of last names to help me identify the families. It gave the Owen family last name. I wouldn't put Owen. Why would I put Owen in my... I know no Owen, first or last name. It also... Well, let's see. I mean, it would give even some... you know what's weird? It never gives years. When you ask for the year they're in, you never get that. I wonder why.
Maybe they don't know. I mean, that could be an answer to that. Was there any explanation or any thought as to how it was giving some of the names that were not programmed into it?
You know, and I contacted Bill Chappell, and he has no idea. He goes, you know, sometimes I hear these stories, and my machines do more than I even knew they could do. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
It's amazing. I mean, it's I guess goes to the thing of the fact that they're able to use it the way they do is amazing. So I guess maybe it's not that far of a leap to say that maybe they can manipulate it in more ways than we even know it can be manipulated. With the lighthouse in its current state, it's getting the new light you were talking about. I like to ask this kind of as a closing question. What's your hope for the lighthouse in the future? Obviously, it's been there for quite some time. Folks are now getting much more excited about the paranormal aspect of the lighthouse. Where do you see it being, you know, 30, 40, 50 years from now?
hopefully still running, because we run on not only state funds and grants, but mostly from people coming to visit the lighthouse. We're only open for tours Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday right now. So you just basically show up and find out what the times are and show up before the gate closes. And most times we never, sell out. It's rare. And we close at, I think, about 40 people, but we've sometimes let in more. If, we don't like to turn away people. But I hope it's still running, because it's going to be, once it gets the original Fresnel lens back, one of the most beautiful spots on Earth. Like I said, it's my Shangri-La. And It's, you walk away from Point Sur just feeling refreshed. And the world feels, young and good and no problems. There's no politics out there. There's no violence out there. It's just a beautiful place, ghost hunter or not, to go. I mean, if you're worried about the ghosts, you don't want to see them, you're never going to know they're there. They all come out and talk and say hi, or like, in the past I've had, things, being played tricks on after, being threatening after a guest was pushed once during a paranormal. I was supposed to be pushed and somebody else got pushed, and saying, I'm going to tell your parents you're going to be kicked off. And then the boys kept on playing pranks until I apologized to them for threatening to kick them off. And it's just a great place. I mean, once a year the docents are allowed to spend overnight there. And my first overnight was fun, when they kept on pulling down my sleeping bag off my chest. The first I thought it was me, and then the second time I faked I was sleeping, and I could feel being pulled down. I said, stop it. I got 45 minutes left to sleep before I have to leave here. Just stop it. Ha, ha, ha. And then they stopped doing that. But it is just wonderful. I just hope we're still giving tours and people are still enjoying it, and people who were kids who came there bring their kids and their grandkids, and it's like I said, I drive 2 hours each way to give tours. That's how much I love this place, not because of the spirits, but I just love this place so much.
That wraps up our interview with Julie Nunes about the haunted Big Sur Lighthouse. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.